talking about getting back to farming for just a minute, what different kinds of things did you have to break the ground with?
Well, the turning plow was the first thing that the metal buster opened the road, but the turning plow was the one that they'd do the most breaking of the ground with. If they used the turning plow, they had a real big field, they'd go round and round and round till they got it all broke, and then take the turning plow, I mean the metal buster, and just go right down and lay it off.
Did you have something that you used to break up the ground real fine with?
Well, you'd hammer it then. It had the hammering teeth on it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Were there different kinds of those, or did we just use one kind?
Really just one kind. Now, a lot of times they put a plank on the back of it. Of course, it had the teeth. Out of this way, and it had these iron teeth down from it on both sides that would go down, open up, smooth it off. But usually they'd put a board across the back here then to smooth it as they went along.
That's it. You ever heard of a spring tooth harrow or a drag harrow?
A what?
A spring tooth harrow or a drag harrow?
Well, that
what you were describing.
That's what that was.
You just call it a...
The drag harrow, before, when it had that plank across the back of it, would be what I'd call that.
Okay. I meant to ask you, when we were talking about a wagon, the part of the wagon that the wheels fit onto, that would be...
The hub?
Well, it's the thing that runs underneath the wagon that the wheels fit onto. Long thing.
Wouldn't be a double tree.
It runs underneath the wagon. Put the wheels on.
Well, I don't.
You might hit a bump or a rock and break it sometimes. Car has one too. Axle? Sure. Can you remember if those things broke very often, or were they pretty sturdy?
That was it. They didn't break very often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess those wagons were put together pretty well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Have you ever heard... Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, then, the single trees, then. Mm-hmm. I've got one right there outside that window.
Really?
That I've got a flower pot hanging in each end of it.
Really?
I bought it somewhere, at some kind of little old sale or something.
Hmm.
I told them, I said, the youngest didn't know what a single tree was. And I got it, and then I saw somebody with a flower pot hanging on each end one, so I put mine right out there.
I hadn't thought about that. That makes sense, though. That'd be a useful thing.